This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools for episode 29 for Wednesday, July 31st, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. This is our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Brian, today we have a double feature. We will hear from several students who participated in our summer school program, and we'll catch up with Mary Kay Roth and Superintendent Steve Joel on the first superintendent spotlight of the school year. But Brian, this week, we had our new teacher start, and the rest of the staff will start on Monday, and then we welcome some 42,000 students into our schools the following week. I can't wait for that energy and that excitement that comes with the beginning of the school year, and the stories on our website will showcase some of our back-to-school activities that are already taking place. What are those stories?
Well, we've got one story up there that is about administrator days that happened last week. And so it's kind of the official beginning of the school year. So that kicked off last week at Southwest High School. And the theme, and it's kind of the theme for that and the theme for our year, is around equity. And all the presentations for that for the leadership days revolved around that theme. So they had a keynote speaker. She is Toni Robinson from Discovery Education. And she emphasized to the attendees at the Leadership Days that change takes courage and it requires some cost. She said, you'll face things you don't know, and you've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to be courageous to take risks. She also said leaders can be courageous or comfortable, but not both. So what are you going to be? So some very challenging words to those people, I'm sure, sitting there. I know it's easy to want to be comfortable and to be like, I got this. Yes. And she's telling them, you know, if you're not uncomfortable, you might be doing something wrong.
Yes. And I was there and I talked to several administrators and they said, you know, we were just hoping for a comfortable year, but she's right. We need to be courageous and take some risks.
So Dr. Joel was there and he said, you know, if there's a district and a community in America that can pull this off, it was Lincoln Public Schools and the community of Lincoln. And I think he's right. You know, we're up to the challenge and it's a great message to kick off the year with. Dr. Joel also said, when you think about what we're going to be doing, there's going to be a lot of dimensions to this, but at the end of the day, we have to be leaders of change. We have to be inspirers of doing things differently if we want to get different outcomes. So that was Leadership Days last week. And then also, up on the website today and all of our social media platforms, we have the sort of the Welcome to the New Year video that was done by our leadership team with Dr. Joel and our other associate superintendents. And Dr. Joel challenged them to do something a little interesting before the school year started.
To get them out of their comfort zone.
You'll have to watch the video to see what that is. But before they take him up on his challenge, they kind of each outlay the challenges that they have for the upcoming year, things that they are trying to accomplish, things that they are in the process of getting done. And so you can kind of see what each section, business affairs, instruction, government affairs, all those things, what they are doing to prepare for the new year.
So if you want to know what LPS is going to be focusing on in the next school year, this video will tell you all of that really in a brief way, but then also have a little bit of fun with it at the same time.
My children watched it with me last night because they were kind of excited to see it. And they didn't know they had to wait for the real fun part. So
yes.
They're like, when do we get to the fun part?
I know. And you have to wait till like the very, very end, because much like the Marvel movies, there's some surprises at the end as well. So
right.
I encourage everyone to watch it to the end.
Yeah, wait to get to the Tootsie Roll Center there. So
that's right.
One other note, I think this is week three that we've mentioned this, but it's so important. Online, you can do enrollment on all of our websites. Look for the red button that says enroll or verify. And if you're a brand new student to Lincoln Public Schools, you can enroll. But everybody, if you are a current student, a current family with LPS, just like every year, you've got to do your census where they They grab you right when you come in the schools for the first time, and they're at the table, and they say, hey, here's your paper. You got to check to make sure all the information's correct. That is all online now, so click on that red button that says verify and go through your information to make sure that everything is correct so that we're all ready for the new year, and we make sure that we know how to contact you, that we've got permission forms signed, and everything is all ready to go for the new year.
And I know schools are encouraging families to do this before the readiness days if you're in high school or the open houses. So that way, if you do run into any issues, they can correct those before the first day of school. Allows them time, allows you time. And also, it cuts back on the lines that you have to wait to pick up your paperwork to go fill that out. So it is a time saver. If you do have any questions, please contact your child's school. The office staff is so friendly and helpful and willing to help you out if you should encounter any problems.
So Mindy, what do we have for a feature this week?
Well, today, like I said, it's a double feature. I feel like we're at the drive-in summer movie. First, we're going to look back at the beginning of July when our summer school program was wrapping up. Caitlin Lucan, who always does such a great job with our podcast, she caught up with a couple of students from our summer school. She caught up with Callie Kendrick and Ton E. Wen from Lincoln High School, as well as Boy Gottluck and his family. So let's take a listen.
Okay, so first I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves, and then I'm going to ask you some questions about summer school. Who are you?
I'm Callie Kendrick. I am going into 12th grade next year, so.
Exciting. 1 year left, huh?
Yeah.
And who are you?
I'm Tan Ingwin, and I'm going to Lincoln High School.
Ooh, exciting. So you guys are here in the summer school program, right? How's that been? Can you tell me a little bit about it?
It's been a little hectic, but once I got a hang of it, I really just kind of bunkered down and did what I needed to do. So, yeah.
Yeah. How has summer school been for you so far?
Just like she said, it's a little bit. But, I mean, it's so short for me, and I want to have summer school for, like, longer. Uh-huh. So I don't have to go back home and doing the home, the housework. Something yeah. like that. Yeah. So, yeah. Yes. I like summer school better.
So what do you think has taken the most, like, adjusting to from your, like, regular school schedule?
I really didn't have to adjust because I used to go to zoo school, and so it's kind of had that block scheduling. So there wasn't really an adjustment for me.
Smooth and easy transition. How about for you?
In Lincoln High School, we don't have block schedule, so it's a little bit longer for me, and sometimes I feel boring. But yeah.
Do the classes feel super long?
Uh-huh. But sometimes, like, it's really funny. I don't even know about the time. So, yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. What's been, like, the most interesting or the best part of summer school so far?
I'll have to say my history class. It is definitely interesting. Some of the people in there are quite the character, and they keep the class interesting and going. So,
interesting people in addition to an interesting topic, huh?
Yeah.
How about for you?
I really like my history teacher. He's really fun, and he's really nice to me. So I think, yeah, why not?
Yeah. Do you have any teachers here that you have from your homeschools that, like, is a familiar face, or is it pretty much new people for you?
Yes, actually, two of my teachers from Zoo are here, and I didn't know that until they showed up into my class one day. I'm like, oh, hey.
Hi. I don't know, even go around school, so I don't really know, like, if there's any homeschool teacher or not, so I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. So I've pulled you guys out during finals day. How are finals going?
My first one was pretty good. I passed. It was low, but I passed, and I'm glad.
Yeah,
it's
a big deal.
Yeah.
I also passed the first one, but I'm going to take the second one. I'm so worried right now.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I have my fingers crossed for you. Anything else you want to say, like, here at the end of summer school? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you ready to be done and go back to school? What are your thoughts?
Yes, I'm so done with school. I need a break. I've been planning some trips, and so I'm excited to go on those, and yeah.
I just want to say that, we're going to a new school. I mean, the new year school, so get ready to it.
Yes, my name is Daniel Wall. I'm Boy's dad. This is Rebecca Todd. wife, mom.
Yep.
Today we are really, really very excited for this great accomplishment. Yeah. We thank everybody who supported Boy, especially Mr. Brian, William Brian, Bill Brian, used to go to the house and talk to the boy about the need for him to finish high school. And today is a great day. We are also proud of Boy. Boy is a good boy. He's our firstborn.
Oh,
we want
very
to see
special.
That, yes, very special.
Yeah.
We want to see he's the role model for his siblings. We are very excited for every person who supported him to achieve this. Yeah, we thank you very much.
Yeah, I thank you guys too. I appreciate all the love. I didn't expect this many people to be supporting me and here on this special day for me. So I appreciate all the love and all those who showed up and motivate me, especially during those days where I felt like I couldn't do it. But we pushed through it, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be like here on the other side? Like you finished it. It's a pretty big accomplishment.
It feels like I have a purpose now. Like I have I have something that I need to get done. Cause you know, I want to make sure that my community gets that help that I got. You know, that's what I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Is that support? I think it's extremely important to support somebody. Cause if you don't have no support, it's really hard to push yourself during those days, like Mondays. Because those days are frustrating for all of us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of us can do it alone.
That's right. That's right.
So you have like 5 weeks of summer left. Do you have plans post this?
I'm planning on relaxing.
Yeah, you earned it.
Yeah, put the books down just for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go right back to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
So now that he is graduated, what are your hopes for what happens next for him?
I want Boy to make use of the gift God has given him. You know, kids, they are who they are and what they are. Boy has is interested to be
automotive technician.
Yeah, wonderful.
I encourage him that it's a good field.
Yeah.
So it's very good, very good for him. I hope he would be very committed this time more ever than before. I really thank also the district, his high school administrators and principal and teachers for the wonderful job they are doing for our kids. I thank the whole state of Nebraska. What they are doing to the whole state of Nebraska. I love living here.
Yeah.
I have been here since 2003.
That's a long time.
Most of our kids are born here.
Yeah.
Yes, and we look to Boy as, you know, our firstborn. And he should offer a way for his sibling to follow his footsteps.
Yeah.
Yes. It's wonderful that he made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His mom is encouraging him too. Yeah, we are very, very thankful, excited, all over. Now people will see him in the future, they will congratulate him. Yeah, we thank God first too, that he has made Boy. And Boy was telling me that my God will help me to get the diploma. And I will tell him that, okay, God will help you, but you have to do something.
Yes.
He will not help you
there,
while
there
you
will
stay
be help,
home.
But it has to come from you, too.
Yeah, you have to help come from you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're really excited for support you are doing, guys.
Yeah. So your father mentioned your younger siblings. Are they in school right now?
Yeah, they're definitely in school. They're all actually in school right now, so.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they motivate me, too.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Yeah,
Do you help them with things, or is it more kind of just like leading by example?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
Definitely
a little bit of both. But when they saw me graduate, that's what I wanted from them. You know, I wanted them to see me winning, you know, and so they could win too, you know, because everything that I do, I know that they're going to want to try it or at least look at it, you know.
Yeah.
So I got to take that responsibility as an older sibling.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations. Is there anything else that you want to say about summer school or about LPS or what you're looking forward to?
I just want to thank everybody again. I want to thank LPS, the whole entire LPS. you know, because they actually do care about the education of the kids. But sometimes you just got to make sure you, you know, you get right with yourself before you, you know, start to blame others for things that may have happened in the past, you know.
That was a fun bit from those students, and I love hearing from summer school students.
Yeah.
You know, they've put in extra time to work, whether there's somebody that's trying to make up for challenges that they've had in their high school, or there's somebody that's trying to work ahead.
Right.
Either way, they are students that are giving up time during their summer when they could have been doing other things, and I'm sure in their heads are a little, they're thinking, they see their friends out doing things,
right,
and they're in school. So it's quite an accomplishment. They should all be proud of what they've done. You know, whether this is the end of their high school journey, some have graduated, or if they're as Callie and Tani were talking about, you know, they're done, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I've just got a couple weeks. I get a break, and then it's right back into school,
yep.
Right? Whether it's Lincoln Higher, I think one said Southwest. So, you know, they were talking about how, you know, it's been hectic. They've had to really sort of bunker down and get their things done, but they found it interesting. And, you know, I didn't even think about the other day. It's like, man, it's finals week here in town. So
I know, yeah.
They were nervous and all ready for that.
And I think there's a misconception that summer school is easier, and it's not. You're condensing a whole semester worth of information into just those 6 weeks, and it's every day for 6 weeks you're taking that one class, and you're trying to cram a whole semester's worth of information and homework into those 6 weeks. So I think it's not easier. You know, if anything, it's even more challenging when you don't have focus to get in there and get it done. But these three students did it, and I loved the pride that boys family felt. You could hear the pride, you know, and then, yep, you finished this, but, you know, you've got to keep going and keep making it. And I loved how he said he was doing this for his siblings, you know.
Right.
They inspired him to keep going and to finish and to graduate, and you can just hear that pride in his dad's voice.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to set an example, to be like, you know, I can do this. I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it because of you. That was great. And absolutely, to hear his father just kind of gushing some pride on him for finishing this, and just expressing his gratitude to the local community, the statewide community, to the school district, to his teachers, to everybody that's helped him along the way. And boy, did that also. So yeah. Really good message.
Very good message. Well, thank you to Caitlin for bringing us that feature from summer school. Now for the second part of our double feature, we kicked off the Superintendent Spotlight yesterday. This is a live program we do on Facebook. It's hosted by Communications Director Mary Kay Roth, and she sits down with Superintendent Steve Joel to talk about hot topics in the district. And then also there's a student question where a student submits a video question and Dr. Joel answers that. So let's take a listen to that.
Welcome to Lincoln Public Schools Superintendent Spotlight. This is our opportunity every few weeks to have a conversation with LPS Superintendent Steve Joel. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Mary Kay.
I am Mary Kay Roth, Director of Communications at Lincoln Public Schools and host of this program. So, believe it or not, the summer has whizzed by as usual. The first day of school, less than 2 weeks away, Monday, August 12th.
Hard to believe.
I know. Are we ready?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're ready. I don't know that I'm ready. talking to some kids, I'm not sure that they're ready, but I can tell you who is ready, their parents. They're ready to send their children back to school. So, you know, ready or not, here we come. And, you know, I just hats off to everybody that's gearing up for their first day of school.
One of my favorite events is the annual breakfast that we have for new teachers, which is Friday. You're going to look out on an audience of almost 400 new hires for new educators this year. When you talk to them, what do you tell them? What advice do you have for new teachers?
Once I get over the shock of how young they look, then I gather myself up and I look out at them and I say this. You know, you've been selected to become a part of the professional team of a high-performing school district. And I often ask a question, how many of you were excited when you got the contract offer from Lincoln Public Schools, and all their hands go up? And I say, well, how many of your parents were excited? And they put two hands up, right? Because now they go off the family payroll. But here's what I say to them. This is the most euphoric you're going to be. And that in the first day of school, when you meet your kids for the first time. But teaching's hard work. And there's a lot of frustration. There's quite a bit of stress. You know, we're under a lot of accountability measures and standards, and we have to be good at what we do. Now, fortunately, we have a lot of great supports in the system. So that's basically my message. Don't go it alone, right? That first day is the best day, and then the work begins. But you're here for a reason. You know, if you didn't have the skills and characteristics and commitment, values, and vision for public education, you wouldn't be selected by Lincoln Public Schools.
Well, I know your son's an educator, my son's an educator, and I remember that first year. Yeah. It was a hard year.
Well, I remember. I always think about this. You know, when I'm exercising, right about the first week, and when I had my first job offer, and I couldn't sleep at night because I kept thinking, I can't wait till that first football meeting. I can't wait for that first social studies lesson that I'm going to give. And then, you know, that energy, you've just got to maintain that energy. And then a lot of times, if I have time, I talk about that cycle. You know, I mean, we're euphoric. We kind of carry that energy forward, and then we plateau, and then we get to Thanksgiving. And we think, okay, nice break. And now we just got 3 more weeks to go, and we go hard because it's the end of the semester. And then we get to Christmas. Oh, we made it to the half a year. And then we think, okay, I can do this. Then January, and then February, the long months. Then we get a little bit of spring break, and then we get to the end of the year, and we think to ourselves, okay, did I choose the right profession?
Yes.
And am I ready to come back? And fortunately, most of the teachers who come here return. You know, we have a tremendous, it's a destination.
They stay. Tonight, the Lincoln Board of Education has their regular meeting, and they will most likely approve the two major priorities that they have selected for the school district this year. So I want to take just a moment to talk about those two priorities. The first one is to accommodate growth and ensure that existing facilities are efficient and well-maintained. I know this summer, the Superintendent Facility Advisory Committee met, and they culminated their recommendations. They will officially give them to you and the board next month, mm-hmm. Their list of top facility needs at Lincoln Public Schools. Talk a little bit about that valuable work, and where do we go from here?
Well, we had about 100 people who answered the call from the community, the greater school community, to really delve into our enrollment, you know, our projected enrollment, you know, where the growth is in the city. It isn't any secret. Our high school enrollments are going to be even worse this fall than they were, you know, a year ago, and we're continuing to see that increase. So this group is really dealing with limited dollars that we have, because our board, I think, has been pretty transparent about we're not going to seek a tax increase.
Right.
So we're going to do it with an existing tax base and tax levies. And so their recommendation to us is really going to me and to the board in August is really going to be designed to jumpstart then the board's work in terms of how do you frame that up in as an ask for the community, and the ask is a bond issue. So I would anticipate that that's going to be the lion's share of the work. And, you know, we're so thankful to these 100 people because they're going to give us a framework. They're going to give the board a framework, but the board's going to have to make some tough decisions. For example, if my numbers are correct, there's $400 million worth of identified needs, maybe 250, 60, 270 in terms of what we can put out there for a ballot question.
Right.
So how do you make those decisions? We're going to have to do it. And I think we'll be fine. But, you know, we got to address high school, of course, we got middle school, we got elementary, and then we got to take care of existing infrastructure too, right? So, you know, there's a lot of things on our plate, but I'm very, very confident that we'll create a good solution.
And the way that works, I know they already have work sessions for the board set up in September, so they'll have some pretty in-depth conversations leading to some kind of a decision at the end of the year, likely for the bond issue going into next year.
And I think November, December is where we really have to get the board to reach their conclusion, because, you know, I think the window is going to be early winter.
Yep.
Well, maybe late winter, shortly after the first of the year to try to frame something up. But we'll see. I mean, you know, a lot can happen between now and then, you know, so let's see what the Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee gives to the board.
Sounds good. Goal number two, to support academic success and improve equitable outcomes for all students. Now, I know this has been a goal of ours for a long time, achieving equitable outcomes for all students. Why does that continue to be so important?
We're a high-performing school district. So, you know, we have a high graduation rate. We have a high college-going rate. We have a we do really well on our standards-based assessments, and you know, we're very proud of that work. But when you delve into it, there are gaps, right? So there are opportunity gaps, there are participatory gaps, there are gaps with regard to how students perform based on subpopulation groups, which would be by demographic, right? So it could be, you know, boys and girls, could be, students of color, white students. And what we basically see are those gaps have been persistent, not only in Lincoln, but all around the country. So
right.
this equity accessibility question that we're going to be undertaking, and we're going to use this year to create a framework for it, is really going to be designed to what can we do to narrow those gaps? Because if we can narrow those gaps, our aggregate numbers are going to look better, and we're doing the right thing for children and families. But our poverty rates continue to go up. You know, we've got high mobility. You know, we're a refugee resettlement community, so we're always going to have some challenges. But by the same token, we have the people, the staff, and the administrators, and the community supports to be able to make a difference in those areas. So it's really about having the conversation to create the framework so that we can develop whatever those strategic strategies are going to be going forward.
I have respect for a school district that is honest and says, we're going to take a clear look at this.
Right.
It's going to be hard work.
Yeah, it's going to be hard work.
So best part of the program, we're going to have the student question, comes from Namai. She is an incoming seventh grader at Color Middle School.
Hi, my name is Namai, and I'm a seventh grader at Color Middle School. My question is for you, what is the best piece of advice you received?
Hey, Namai, that's a great question. And you know, it's funny, we were talking about this at Admin Days, right?
Yes,
so
we were.
What I shared is one that I always remember, and that is when I got my master's degree and I took my first principalship, my advisor, who was just full of cliches and full of, you know, these are the things you better do and stay in touch with me, said to me this, never forget this, on your way up the ladder, take care of people, because the day is coming, or the day will come, where you'll slip on that ladder and those same people will be the ones that'll hold you up. And I've never forgotten that. In a district like Lincoln, everybody that's in our employ is playing a critical role, and we need to do everything we can to value them. So custodians, bus drivers, food service workers, teachers, paras, you know, you name it, principals, assistant principals, everybody contributes in a way that allows the system to be successful, and they need to know on a as regular basis as we can do, and these shows are wonderful opportunities to do it, that we value them and we want to say thank you to them. And I've tried
that.
To live my life that way.
I love that. Very quickly, where will you be on the first day of school?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is the first elementary school, I think it's Zeman. I want to get there early because I love watching kindergarten moms dropping off their firstborns. It is like the most precious moment. And I'd love to be able to video one of those. And maybe I'll even do my own little selfie interview, because what you see is invariably there are some mothers that just can't quite come to terms with their firstborn going to school. Even though the mother's dressed for work and is going to work the next day and now they're getting daycare, the reality of it is it's just such a transitory time of life. And I've seen some of the most precious moments. So what we do up here is we divide the city up, and I'm going to be in the South Central. So I think it's Zeman and it's Pound and some Calvert and the schools down there. But it's always a lot of fun. First day is wonderful. Second day they're going to work.
I love that you do that. I will be at Beatty Elementary, where my granddaughter Scout starts kindergarten.
Nice.
It's really exciting. Thank you for coming back to the show after
pleasure.
Summer. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to our community for your continued support of public education. We'll see you in a few weeks.
You've gone off the family payroll.
Family payroll. I know that's a good feeling.
Yep. Welcoming all those new teachers, new staff, new administrators, everybody into the district. Excited to be here in Lincoln, working for Lincoln Public Schools. So that's fun.
Yeah, and we'll get to see those new teachers Friday morning as they gather for the breakfast. They've been working in their schools all week, going to professional development in their curricular areas. And then Friday, we end the week with a big breakfast for them where we pull them all together and we tell them about all those district supports. So I'm excited to go to that event on Friday.
And we're going to be down there running the selfie station.
So we'll have lots of photos.
And
I hope to interview some of those new teachers for our podcast next week. So stay tuned for that.
If you are a new teacher listening to this and you're going to be at the breakfast, be ready. Come see us.
I also loved what Dr. Joel said about, you know, his piece of advice, the most valuable piece of advice that he had gotten in answering Namai's question. On the way up the ladder, take care of the people because you never know when you're going to need them. And I think that's very true. And I love that he says that everybody contributes to our success. And he's right. In our school district, we could not be successful. We could not serve kids without our nutrition services staff, or our bus drivers, or our custodians, or our teachers, or our paras, even the front office staff. Everybody has a piece in making sure that our students are successful.
No, and I think that that's one of the great things about going into different buildings here, even here at the district office, is you really find an atmosphere of collegiality, feeling like everybody is in this together, that we're all helping out. And it doesn't matter, you know, what your position is here in the district, we're all working towards the same purpose and helping the same things happen.
Very much so. And I'm excited for the new school year.
If there is anything you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything that we've talked about, including leadership days, the enrollment verify button that we talked about earlier, being courageous and uncomfortable. Learn how to be uncomfortable. All of that's up on the website at lps.org/podcast. And you can find us every week wherever you listen to your podcast, whatever app, whatever site. If we're not there, let us know, and we will get there. That's all the time we've got for today and for this week. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.